This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. Today we'll talk to the actress Carrie Fisher about her one-woman show Wishful Drinking and the star of the new movie Precious, who has made a startling debut in an extremely intense role, although she's not sure what the fuss is all about.
It's so funny. People are always saying, oh, when I did this role, my first role, I got so into it that the lines blurred between you. And I was like, that's weird. Can't you just act? Do you really have to live it?
But first,
¿a él le gusta el cine? ¿O el teatro?
Mucho, yeah.
The Spanish filmmaker Pedro Almodóvar is among the most interesting and best-known directors working today around the world. His movies include Volver, Tie Me Up, Tie Me Down, and Women on the Verge of a Nervous Breakdown. His new one, Broken Embraces, is very much an Almodóvar film, a mystery, a complex plot, multiple identities, strong female characters, rich ironies. But most of all, Broken Embraces is a loving ode to the art of cinema. I'm very happy to have Pedro Almodóvar here with me today. Bienvenidos.
Hey, muchas gracias. Thank you so much.
So you came from rural Spain to Madrid in 1967 when you were a kid. And you knew then you wanted to be a film director. How did you know that?
In that moment in Spain, we were living in a period, in the post-war period. So, late 50s, it was a very sad period for the Spanish people. Very dark and with a lot of, so not only social problem, with hunger even. Cinema, not only for me, but for the rest of the Spaniards, were absolutely like a dream. Because also in that period, we used to see mostly American movies. And, just to see Doris Day in this kind of kitchen. And it was like a paradise, like a parallel world that helped us to live like in a dream.
On what basis did you think you could enter this world? That was a dream, seemed like an impossible dream as well.
No, when you are so, you are a child, you don't think about exits. You are not so pragmatic because you don't know what pragmatism is.
Right.
And when I knew what pragmatism means, I thought it was impossible, but I wanted, and anyway, I tried. Then I went to Madrid when I was 17. I almost escaped from my family, and I tried to go to the cinematography, not cinematography, to
the National
cinema.
Cinema Academy.
Yes,
right?
But it was closed. It was closed like 2 years before.
The Franco regime had shut it down.
For the Franco regime, yes. For me, it was very important just to live in Madrid because for me, it was like freedom, even under the condition that we live. It was freedom in the sense that I could go to the Cinematheque almost every day. That was my real school of cinema.
What were your favorite movies that were new at the time in 67, 68?
Orson Welles movies, Antonioni's movies, also American comedies of the period. And then at 71 or 72, I have enough money to buy my first Super 8 millimeter camera. And then that was my real school, just to shoot movies in Super 8 millimeter.
No sound.
No, but I did something very peculiar that became very successful, even for Super 8 millimeter. I screen it in bars and places like that, in apartments of people that, for birthdays. And then as there were no sound, then I took my brother and then he put the music that I asked. And at the same time, I make all the voices of the characters. It became like a happening, hilarious. And that was, my first success. There were like 1,000 people in Madrid that they know me because of this screening of Super 8 millimeter movies. And they were these people that gave me a little money and I could make the first feature in 16 millimeters.
Now Franco didn't die and that regime didn't end until 1975. To what degree do you think that the fact that you were coming of age at the end of that regime, but in that time, affected your career and how you chose to live?
It is curious that it's affecting me more now than at the moment. At the moment, I was very young. And my first preoccupation, it was just to live. My reaction at the moment, it was just to make movies like if Franco didn't exist. I mean, I didn't allow him even to have the shadow of his memories in my movies. So I started making movies like I didn't have memory. And, I mean, I was conscious of that, and it was my particular revenge against him. But now, you know, curiously, now I'm much more concerned about historical memory of Franco regime. It doesn't mean that I don't have memory at the 80s, but I was more concerned about what was happening in the streets. And the...
Which must have been very, very exciting in the decade after Franco.
Oh, my God, the 80s. You can't imagine how Spain was, and particularly, you know, Barcelona, Madrid, Vigo,
yeah.
You know.
No, I was there in the late
you
70s.
You were there. Yeah, yeah. So you don't need to imagine. No, it was a big explosion of life, I mean, in every sense.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I was very lucky to be young at that moment.
The new film, Broken Embraces, is about a film director who I guess is a bit older than you.
My age.
Who has an accident and becomes blind. I wonder, other than his profession as a writer and director of films, in what ways do you identify with him?
Well, for him, love is at one moment more important than making movies. For example, I don't think that I could do like he does, I mean, to abandon a movie in the editing room and just to save the person that I love. This is something that I will never do. I will try to save the person that I love, but combining with my visits to the editing room. But I'm identified with him, like in the last line in the movie is, you have to finish the movie. I mean, tienes que terminar las películas aunque sea a ciegas. I mean, you have to finish your movie even if you are blind. And this is what he does.
15 years after the fact. Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. That's a very important line for me.
This film that he's making within your film and then that he essentially remakes within your film very much resembles your own movie from 1988. Women on
not
the
only
of
resemble.
Yeah.
It's an, I mean, for me, it's
word
an,
for word. At some
yeah,
points.
It's an adaptation.
Was that fun to sort of redirect yourself in the film within the film within the film?
Yeah, 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 a lot. And also, I can't say creepy, but it was something. I shoot it in the same place. I mean, in the same studio. We built the set in the same place, in the same corner. So it was physically, it was everything was the same. In that studio, I shoot Women on the Verge and also 2 years later, Tie Me Up, Tie Me Down. I could see the ghost of the other characters and I could watch them. I mean, not in a paranormal way, but
they
were there. Antonio Banderas was there telling his lines to me.
Hitchcock is obviously an influence of yours in this film.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember your first Hitchcock film? That you loved?
Oh, yeah, I think it was The Man Who Knew Too Much, the second version, with Doris Day and James Stewart. I was, like, in shock. I think really, Hitchcock is the mother of everyone. I think it's impossible to escape from his influence.
When I came out of this film that night and I was raving about it and saying how much I liked it out of Broken Embraces, and I said, it's Hitchcock with nudity. A woman I know said, well, that's the most enticing one line for a film I've ever heard. I want to go right now.
Wonderful. If you don't mind, I take it for myself.
Yours.
I mean, Hitchcock with nudity is the best thing you can say about my movies.
One of your films is called All About My Mother. But you've said in interviews that every female character you've written is inspired in some way by your mother.
I mean, I knew in my life, I knew very deeply 4 or 5 women. My mother. So my mother is in the center of that. That's enough to write 1,000 character of females.
Tell me about her. What was she like?
Well, she was a very rural woman with no prejudices, because this is something that happens in La Mancha. La Mancha is a place very conservative, very reactionary, I can say. Man is God. not only king, he's like God. But women are the real government of the house. They are who take the decision in the shadows. And so, I mean, I saw many times my mother lying to my father and doing it incredibly well. So I thought she was a very good actress. And she was lying just for the good of the family. And also with an incredible power to take decision. I mean, we were living in La Mancha in a very bad conditions, and it was my mother who decided to emigrate to another region of Spain. I mean, this kind of initiative, only a woman can do it. So that I think that was a big influence in my work.
Did Penelope Cruz and your mother ever meet?
They did. And I have a wonderful picture of them. It was at the moment of All About My Mother that my mother was alive. And, you know, my mother was a very good friend of all the actresses that they work in my movies. I mean, immediately when I introduced them, they became instant friends. And I have very moving picture of both of them. I mean, Penelope and my mother, this is like two person. This are among the two person that I love more than anyone.
Pedro Almodovar, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Pedro Almodovar's new movie is called Broken Embraces, and it's in theaters now. And coming up, Princess Leia holds court. Your Coke is here.
Yeah, my blow, you mean?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Great.
You got the Coke classic.
I know, I'm trying to wake me up.
Wishful Drinking with Carrie Fisher. That's ahead in Studio 360 from PRI and WNYC. Stay with us.